from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, an original story excerpt and a discussion on the importance of good student-teacher relationships. But first, high school students from the greater Pittsburgh area talk about how their school year comes to a close.
Now we are going to be talking about the end of the school year.
That 1 month before the last day, it's about the same until we have about 15 days left. Then it's more relaxed. We have a couple finals. Like, I had a final today. And then after that, we have 3 field trips or something. And then we're good, I think.
Our finals are all, like, in order, so we have, like, half days, and it's just, like, in the order of your periods, and that's how you have your finals, and they're, like, for a week. But technically, school's over for us next Thursday. Many people have never taken finals before because usually a lot of Catholic elementary schools just don't have finals, so they're trying to teach us, like, how to prepare for them.
A lot of the teachers at my school decided to have, like, this large, like, project due the day before we have the final. So it's like a lot of stress just leading up to that, and then right after you have to take a test.
At the end of the year, I feel like it leads up to this big test, and then when you take it, it like settles down, but they're still testing you and acting like it's casual. They're like, it's okay, you just got to finish this, and then, you know, it's going to be over and stuff. You know, everyone still has that mindset that they're ready for summer and stuff, even the teachers. And so I feel like it definitely settles down in the aspect of, like, them trying to push you in, like, understand topics because you've been with them the whole year, so it's kind of hard to, like, cram it all in.
Who here's a high schooler? Like, have you guys taken the AP test of some kind?
Yeah, my school's weird. They have, like, the IB curriculum, so they don't really have, like, AP stuff.
We have the option to take Keystones next year.
Our school's obligated. You gotta take the Keystones. Well, chemistry Keystones.
Yeah, we currently, like, just today I took the first part of, like, the biology Keystone. I have to take the next part tomorrow.
We have the Algebra 1 Keystone next year. That's only if you get into Algebra 1, though.
With the Algebra Keystones, I don't feel like that's necessary because I took it twice and I failed twice. But, like, I'm currently in calculus, but I'm supposed to be in, like, pre-calc. So I don't really think that's, like, a needed part of school.
Yeah, because we just took our PSSAs and now we're doing, like, finals where we have a final in every single class, like, every single necessary class. When I think PSSA should really count as finals because we just took this long test and now we're taking another one. So I don't think finals is necessary because it doesn't count as a grade.
If they encourage every test like they did for PSSAs and NWEAs and all of that fun, then I have a feeling there'd be a lot less failing grades.
I feel like the difference between a standardized test and like a final that a teacher would give you is, like, when I took the AP US history test, half the stuff that our teacher taught us that year wasn't on the test because of how broad the topic was. I feel like for his tests, of course, it goes like chapter by chapter, so it gets into more detail and stuff like that. And he said it's going to be in more detail on the final, but I feel like there's stuff that the teacher might want you to know that you don't see on the test. I feel like that's part of the reason why there's a difference between the two.
For example, my class, I'm in honors geometry, and there are a bunch of people that just never had basic algebra. So for the PSSAs, there was like a lot of questions that people didn't know about. So in geometry, our teacher first taught for like 2 months, like basic algebra that would help us with geometry, or else half the class wouldn't know how to do it. So she's going to include that on the finals, while for the PSSAs, they assume you already know all of that.
I'm in 7th grade. And our science test is going into detail on all the sciences when we're only learning one science at a time. Like, we're doing Earth space right now, and then it's giving us things about anatomy and biology.
And kind of circling back to finals, like the way things work at my school is we have like quarters. So like 40% of your grade is one quarter, 40% of your grade is the second quarter, and then your final is 20%. And I think it's kind of insane that like such like a large portion of your grade, because like if you completely bomb the final, you could end up with a B, even if you did everything else perfectly. Like I think it's kind of crazy that so much of your grade is determined by like a single test you take on one day versus like, you know, what you're doing through like an entire like 2 month period.
Also, I don't quite understand like whenever the finals come around, there are always people that are like calculating what they need to get to still keep like their grade. So I feel like if at that point people just don't care, they just want to keep the grade they have. So what's even the point of having like a final test? I mean, I get why they do it, to show like you've learned everything. But still, if there's only the motivation just to get past the bare minimum, I feel like there should be more of an incentive to do better on it.
In my school, like, you're obligated to take the finals. If you don't take it, you failed that class for that year. Mm-hmm. Like, they made it an obligation because a lot of AP students were starting to not take the finals because they would end up with, like, a 90 grade average. So, like, they made it a rule you have to take, like, finals.
Now, Jacob Schreiber shares an excerpt from an original story about the colonization of Mars, entitled Recovery Under Duress.
There came a time every year, different for each individual, when every Martian became vaguely irritated over the Treaty of Olympus Mons. They could never vocalize a reason for this, nor did anything become of this irritation, but it nonetheless encapsulated their minds. Clark felt this specific irritation after seeing the treaty set in brass above the main entrance to the Galigi Dome. He understood it as he read, but could not find anything at fault with the terms. The complete separation of men and women on Mars, the yearly physicals by Earth doctors, or the constant sentries, who could only be Earth-born military personnel. He could ask Alexei why Mars had to follow these rules, but he suspected that the old welder would give the answer every Martian knew. Mars had lost the War of Insurrection, known in the Martian domes as the War of Independence, and Earth didn't want another one. Clark, Alexei called, shouting. What have you been doing for the past 5 minutes? You're supposed to be welding the dome plates together, so we don't choke to death. Sorry, I was distracted, Clark mumbled, walking over to the breach he was supposed to mend. Alexei, do you know what Olympus Mons is? What Olympus Mons was, Clark. Alexei scanned the quarter, and seeing nothing, muttered, I must be careful. I don't want my physical happening any earlier than it should. His shoulders spasmed with that thought. Olympus Mons was the largest volcano on a planet in the solar system, the finest landmark of Mars. The old Martians, the ones who first emigrated from Earth, built a massive spaceport around its peak, coated with iridium-based paint. You could have seen it from anywhere. It was the glory of Mars. Until the war, of course, when the Americans sent their regards with their finest thermonuclear weapon. It left us trapped on the surface, for we had no other spaceports. The Martian Federation, as we used to call ourselves, when we were much more than just these three domes, had no choice but to surrender. They accepted peace under pressure, and we traded our liberties for our lives. That is why women live in the Besieger Dome, and Earth enforces the demarcation line between the Besieger Dome and the Galigi. It is the Earth that forces the population controls and thus allows only a few young men and women to meet at the Artemis Dome, and it is Earth that keeps us separate otherwise. Glory. Glory. Clark had never heard that word before. He didn't know what it meant, but it felt very big, very important. I must remember to ask an English instructor about it, and a history instructor about the events. Either I must have slept through that part of history instruction, or he's gone insane, Clark thought, as he remembered little from his early education. Alexei, Clark asked, why do you remember that so clearly? It's a topic for later, Clark, Alexei remarked, walking away to his next task silently, as dictated by Martian custom. Clark, content with that answer, finished his work quietly, undisturbed by the red clouds created from the passing movements of an Earth century.
On our last segment, Nisa and McKaylee, high school students at Pittsburgh Perry and Brashear, talk about the importance of good relationships between students and their teachers.
me and Nisa did a project in eighth grade, and I'm going to let her tell y'all what that was about.
So we did a project at Langley, and the project was about Black women, how they are treated. The name of our group last year was Girls Voice Your Choice. It was like a song with Simone.
Nina Simone.
Yeah, Nina Simone. We did a song about her. We talked about how the teachers was unfair.
So our project was about how the school system was kind of unfair and how kids and teachers should have a better relationship with each other. And we interviewed our science teacher and asked her how she got along with the kids so well, because she was a really good teacher and she was patient with the kids. She knew how to work with them. She was like a really good teacher. So we interviewed her and asked her, how do she do it? And she just told us that when kids is going to have bad days, like not everybody wakes up happy and bright. Sometimes you're having a bad day and sometimes you don't want to be bothered. Sometimes you just get mad. So she told us that when there's some kids that's having that day, she just takes them into a hallway and let them have a little time to themselves to calm down. And she don't just automatically get mad and yell at the kids. She understands. So that was what our project was about. We made a couple recordings to the Nina Simone songs, and we also did a program like at Carlo. We did an event there. So that was also fun for us. It was a new experience, and we really liked it. We decided to keep doing it.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.